89.3, 2GLF.
Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You are here with Mick, Glenn and Steve. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Well.
And I'm half left as well.
You're half left?
Yeah, I can't be all right. I have to be half left.
Why can't you be all right?
Because I'll have to have half left.
As long as you're not all wrong, though.
No, I'm all right.
I think you're all wrong. Anyway.
Mick's always right, isn't he?
I'm a lefty here.
On the show today.
Yeah, what's on the show today?
Massive show, a lot to cover, right?
I hear apparently peace in the Korean Peninsula.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for them, about time, right?
Hmm.
Well, if they all knew about this.
But he's a warm... Isn't Glenn a warmonger? He likes seeing war.
No, not really. No, I'm not actually. No.
No, he is not. You don't say that,
Mick. It's a bit of suspicion here, though. Bit of suspicion.
You think there's an alternative motive?
Well, have you watched? Did you watch North Korean TV last night?
Yeah, I did. It's all sunshines and lollipops, right?
Well, they didn't even mention about the fact they might be finishing the war. It didn't really come up in the news bulletin.
No, it's just like you don't mention the war.
Well, that's clearly like actually, I think that's what they said to the newsroom. Do not mention the war. Do not mention the war.
Like 40 towers. You don't mention the war.
Another thing you won't see in North Korea. See, couldn't you imagine North Korean TV with 40 towers? Wouldn't that be
something? Oh, no. The equivalent to 40 towers in North Korea.
I think that's the whole country sometimes, but... I like peace, but...
Kim Jong-un could be the...
Basil Fawlty? No, I can't imagine him running a hotel.
Yeah, and then you have...
Not a very good
Trump,
one.
You have Trump being, you know, Manuel.
Oh, burning the kitchen and everything? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. ABBA's back.
Yes.
Who?
ABBA.
Who would have thought that?
ABBA.
They recorded a new hologram.
Hologram.
Is this like that Kanye West hologram or like the Tupac one they did at like the Grammys?
It could be that bad, Steve. It could be that bad.
Horrible. Also, a lot in television to cover and movies and also the local issues, I'm sure. It's raining outside for once.
It's raining men.
So sad.
It's raining men.
That's what Madonna would sing, wasn't it?
No Madonna on the program. Sorry, man.
Oh.
Madonna couldn't make it today, unfortunately.
No, she had other engagements at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Who would have thunk it?
And, you can get in contact with us. They can give us a call on...
Mix on the hotline?
Mick, on the hotline, but I can't see the number.
Okay. If the light flashes, you just pick it up.
Oh, what about if I flash it?
Well, no, then we're leaving, no, then we're leaving the studio, but anyway.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3,
2GLF. Back to the Wild West. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
We're just talking off air there too. Mick's a bit upset he didn't get the royal baby name.
No.
Prince Madness?
Yeah.
That's such a good name. Mm. Prince Madness.
And he can join the pop group called Madness too.
That's right. Or he could be the new prince.
So instead they called it Prince Louis last night.
Prince Louis.
Like Louis the Fly.
I guess that's more formal.
The Fly. Prince Louis the Fly. That's his new nickname.
Oh, Louis.
I'm sure they're
fans of that. Hey, Louis, come here, boy.
Yeah, Prince Louis. Good for him.
Yeah, that joke will be funny in your 18 years when you don't understand it. I don't think he kind of understands that yet.
Louis.
I don't think
there's a song about Louis.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Louis, yes.
Well, the big news of the week in sport was this big announcement, shock announcement.
Been in the back of my mind for the last couple of years. Obviously, I played 13 years in the NBA, and the back of my mind was always not if, but when am I going to come back to the NBL? And I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
So, yeah, like, if you're in the NBA, the first thing you probably think then, God, I can't wait to get to the NBL.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go back.
That's it, right? That's like going from NBL to, like, Little Leagues.
That's... Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, no.
I know that's a bit harsh to say, but it's a big difference. Why would he want to do
it's
that?
It's somewhere where he can relax and it brings like joy planning
and close at home and retire.
And to be fair, he's probably loaded already.
Yeah.
But is he a Bogan?
No, Bogut.
Yeah, but is Bogan's a Bogut?
I don't know.
He doesn't come from Bogan land.
I don't know. Where's Bogan land?
Does he wear a flannel?
I don't know.
If he wears a flannel, he's a Bogan.
Okay.
He's from Canberra.
Oh, Bogan Moss lives around there.
No, he's born in Melbourne, actually, but he went to school in Canberra.
Oh, right. So he's double Bogan. There you go,
man. Yeah.
Yeah, double Bogan.
All right.
Triple Bogan. He is one of the best basketball players we've ever had. What does this mean for the NBL, though? Does that mean that, like, you're going to go to more games this year, Steve, considering you went to none last year?
Glenn, I might go to one game. So he's
just his first game.
He's double.
He's putting butts in seats. So there you go.
$1. So he got one ticket sold. That's good. Because he's going to own 10% of the Kings now too. That's how big he is. Really? They're actually even 10% of the club.
Wow.
Because they've actually, like, this is a huge signing for the NBL. Like, this is the best player they've got.
He'll get a lot of people going, I think. Not more.
But
than.
He's not so famous, though, I don't think.
Well, they're not going to get, like, Shaquille O'Neal or something.
No, but he's not. But you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, very good Australian, but, like, no one really follows him that much, I don't think. Like, no one ever goes, say, oh, you see Andrew Bogut on the weekend.
Maybe the first couple of times, sure. Just for the spectacle.
You'd be reintroducing him to Australia, really. I don't think people know him.
Yeah, he's gone feral now. We have to let him go feral.
No, I think there would be, like, diehard basketball fans, but no, I don't think
it's so who are they?
I don't gonna think it's going to bring, like, new people to the game.
But he's still going to play for the Boomers.
Oh, well, there we go.
And so is that other Australian bloke over in America.
Which one?
The other guy. You know the other guy?
There's, like, thousands of other
guys.
He
got a triple movement or something like that?
Triple bypass or movement? Or?
Triple movement.
He's compared to Magic Johnson now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an Australian.
I was going to say Kobe Bryant, but he's not Australian. No, I don't know, Mick. I do not know.
And he's supposed to be the best.
Okay.
The best.
Yeah.
He was
number one pick.
You can't remember? He can't be that great.
He was number one pick for the
draft. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Talking about the best, the Dragons on Anzac Day, 24-8, just saying.
Wow, good for
that. Was that the one where they had controversy over the try?
Yeah, it didn't matter though. It was 24-8.
Yeah, but it was
to be fair, I think it was right. It wasn't actually a try because there was less fingers on that than a shot with his fingers on a packet of batteries.
When you have something go against you when you're playing a game, a sport, and you know you're in the right and it goes against you, it knocks a lot of wind out, so you can't perform as good.
It was in the last 5 minutes of the game. They weren't going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the ladder though, Mick. And what happened to the Bulldogs last night, Mick?
Oh, which Bulldogs?
The ones you follow. The
Canterbury Bulldogs.
The Canterbury Bankstown.
I thought you might have been talking about the Melbourne Bulldogs.
Wherever they play. But
They play Aussie rules.
Oh, we're talking about rugby league.
Rugby league, Mick. Yeah. Keep on topic.
Rugby league.
What happened to them last night? What happened to them?
I don't care. They lost.
They lost, right. Okay.
I don't know if they
that's
did.
That's just a question, Mick. Don't get defensive.
I don't care.
You should care, Mick.
Why? It's only a game.
It's an important game.
No, I like seeing the underdogs get up and bite them.
Well, they're becoming the underdogs this year, Mick. If that's what you're aiming for, you're going pretty well.
Last when
you're actually, I think, 15th on the ladder. So I think
still
you
doesn't
are,
matter.
Well, it does because you're not going to be in the finals.
At the end of the season, these type of people down the bottom of the ladder are the big giant killers.
What's happened to the Swans last year, right?
What?
The Swans were at the bottom of the ladder. They lost 12 in a row. Then Steve turns up and they win.
Yeah, that's it. I got to go back. That's the problem.
No, they're winning at the moment. Don't go back. Don't disturb them.
Don't go back.
Don't go back.
Then the Giants.
Yeah.
You know how you get a joint?
How?
You feed them a lot of bullshit.
That's all I'll try to do. Well, the other Bulldogs did win last night, Mick, in the AFL. And the Swans play the Cats today. GWS play tonight against the Brisbane Lions.
What type of cats are they?
Feral. Persian.
Brisbane cats.
Persian?
Feral cats, I think.
Feral cats, yeah. And also, too, Donald Trump's getting behind the World Cup bid as well.
Really?
For America, Mexico, and who would have thought he'd be in favour of something for Mexico?
He hates Mexico, though.
That's what I thought. I'm so confused.
But when they...
Let's have the World Cup with a wall in the middle. That's his dream.
No, that's
a wall in the middle of their locker rooms, I think.
No, that's their goals.
That's their goals, yeah.
Hey.
As long as it's not a draw.
Mm.
That'd be a boring World Cup.
Mm.
But
because World Cup's not far away, but like, because obviously they've got to decide the next host of the World Cup after this World Cup. And most likely we'll go to America and...
Who's the current host?
Well, it's going to be in Russia this year, Steve. Okay. Have you not heard about this?
No, I did. That's why I asked.
just checking. So Trump tweeted last night between declaring that he solved the Korean Peninsula problem. The US put together a strong bid with Canada and Mexico for the 2026 World Cup. It's a shame if countries that we support were to lobby against the US bid.
Wow.
Bit of a bad sportsmanship, like this.
That's a horrible thing to say.
So, like in the United Nations, so if you've got to support America, otherwise you're against America, basically, what he's saying.
Or he'll just put, like, sanctions on them.
Doesn't he just ring them up and give them some money?
Yeah.
It's not hard.
That's it, right? You've got to give a little to
FIFA,
get a little.
They're not democracy.
No, they'll take your money.
To be fair, the only other official bid at the moment is Morocco in Africa, so I do think they might
be... That would be interesting.
Yep, we'll be the first World Cup in North Africa.
Have a sand castle one.
In a sense.
Well, yeah,
Morocco's in the desert.
It has lovely beaches and has a nice desert.
Well, see, they should do that then. Don't worry about America.
And then you don't have to have turf. You can have sand, play on sand.
That would be...
If you fall over, it doesn't hurt as much.
You get sand burned.
It's better than getting grass burned.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But it would be unique if they went to Morocco, though, because it would be the first North African country to host any event of any significance. Well, like, because it wouldn't be... They've never had an Olympics. They've never had...
That's why I suggested it.
But remember,
you just put your vote in, Steve. Get on FIFA.
Remember, they are Muslim, and their Muslims are changing now in their styles. Of course, in one of the Muslim countries, had opened up their first cinema since.
They have cinemas in Morocco already. Yeah. They're not. They're the more liberal of the Muslims compared to Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Which opened the cinema the other day, which was a revolution.
They allow women to drive.
Well, that's they're getting pretty progressive over there.
Yeah. Women allowed to speak there now? Or?
Next time I stone people in the street, maybe. That would be a nice idea.
That would be a nice progression, I think.
Yes, Mick. Yeah, we got your joke already.
No, that's what I thought I heard you say.
We know.
Stone people in the middle of the street. So you get stoned in the middle of the street because you're playing up with someone else's wife or husband.
Yes.
That's
why they do it. Hmm. Well, you shouldn't be playing up with other people's wives and things.
I'd rather play up with their pets.
Okay.
Okay, Mick, that's...
Nothing's better than a friendly dog or a friendly cat.
Man's best friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ice hockey.
I don't know, how do you go from that, Steve?
I'll go to ice hockey from that, Glenn. Ice hockey, the Ice Dogs actually won their first game of the season, which is good.
He's always been a... Put a downer, hasn't he, about the Ice Dogs? Yeah.
You'll put a downer of the Ice Dogs, Glenn?
Yeah. No, I'm all for the Ice Dogs.
I've been
to one of their matches.
Yeah.
They won 4...
To South Sydney and the Bulldogs, the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Yes, but the...
Ice Dogs and ice good? Dogs and grass, not
Sydney
so good.
Sydney Ice Dogs are going good so far. They won 4-3 over the Newcastle North Stars, so that's good.
Mm.
A lot of big games, actually. Melbourne Ice defeated Adelaide 8-0.
Mm.
It's a massive score for an ice hockey game.
Though. That's like soccer.
Yeah.
It's, score.
That's right.
Why?
And the Ice Dogs will be playing today against Adelaide.
Where
in Adelaide.
In Adelaide?
Yeah.
In an ice hockey rink?
In an ice hockey rink.
Yeah, you just play ice hockey in ice hockey.
I believe
rink.
So.
Yeah.
Right?
Generally.
They could be playing out on the ovals. And then playing grass hockey.
And Sydney Brave will be taking on Newcastle as well. So, exciting.
Now, A-League last night, they had the elimination final, one of the elimination finals, Newcastle and Melbourne. But this is the moment everyone's talking about.
The boy from... Oh, my goodness! Have you seen a more freakish goal in A-League history? I mean, just when you think you've seen everything. Look at Lozanis.
Amazing goal. It was what they call a... scorpion kick goal.
Really? Scorpion kick. So he kicked it back, did he?
No, he just kind of... I don't know how to describe it, but...
Oh, okay.
Basically, it just went off another player, and it just kind of, like, backward flicked across... It was, like, innocent almost.
Oh, wow.
It was a brilliant goal. You got to see.
So he jumped on the... He did a backflip on it.
No. He was looking the other way, then kicked the ball with one of his feet and just flicked it backwards.
Cool.
You got to see it to believe it. Like I can't really describe it. It's that good a goal. But nonetheless, it worked for the victory. They went to... It worked for the Jets, though, unfortunately. 2-1 over Melbourne City. So they're going to be into the final. The question is, will they face Sydney FC or the victory? They go to their match.
Was it Benny and the Jets?
Tonight.
Maybe then.
No.
Benny and the Jets?
Whoever the Jets team
was. Don't
know. I don't know Benny and the Jets.
No, now, Tim Cahill's having some troubles getting the World Cup preparations. He's been banned 3 matches.
Wow.
He's not very good. He's trying to prove his point and he's trying too hard.
What point is he trying to prove?
I'm still a good soccer player. Let me play.
Better than I am.
That's what he's trying to play. That's why he wants to play for the final time for Australia.
Well, so he should. Why can't he?
But he's not good enough. He won't play.
He's good though, isn't he?
That's what he's trying to prove.
Yeah.
But he's stuffing everything up by playing too hard.
He's trying to.
So he should go back to the beach and relax.
Yeah, because he's got suspended 2 weeks ago.
Well, he's got the relax.
And now he's come back, and as soon as he comes back, he gets another suspension.
Right.
And he wasn't out very long in playing the game when he got suspended for the first time.
Hmm.
I know, I think he's...
But he's just a fill-in, remember?
He's all right, though, isn't he?
He's a legend.
Oh, he's a half-left as well.
Oh, okay.
He's a legend.
Well, then give him a fair go.
But if you want to win the World Cup, you have to have the best.
Well, you do. That you're not wrong there, actually, Mick. But,
well, to be fair, we're not going to win the World Cup. Just instead.
You don't know. You don't know. Look at
I.
Remember, the underdogs usually get up.
That's not very patriotic, Glenn.
What about Iceland? No, I don't think anyone's expecting the Socceroos to win.
What about Iceland? They won.
Yeah, but they were a very good football team.
Yeah, they're
actually in the
population of Iceland.
I think Australia can't ever win the World Cup, but I think this time we're just not informed to win the World Cup.
Oh, right.
It's reality, Mick. That's the problem.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
We might hit pick.
I'll bet you.
When we get there.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden they've been secretly not playing well, and all of a sudden when they get to the World Cup, they're going to start playing properly.
Haha, we fooled you, we're good.
What a great trick.
Yeah.
I think I'm right, Mick.
No.
Well, we'll see when the World Cup...
He's up left.
I'm on your left, but anyway.
Yeah, you're his right, actually.
No, I'm his right.
Don't say Mick's right, anyway.
Not in the same sentence, anyway.
I think that's all in sport.
That's all in sport? All right. 89.3 2GLF. Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick.
Oh, yes.
Big day yesterday, Mick.
Yes.
This happened. Day. This amazing moment happened.
No North Korean leader has ever done. Kim Jong-un stepping into South Korea with a handshake for its President Moon. And holding hands, the two stepped briefly into North Korea.
Left leg out, put your leg in the thing and shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey.
All right.
Wasn't it nice like, holding hands, though?
Yeah.
After, you know, 65 years, it's now time to hold hands.
Doing folk dancing.
Why couldn't they hold hands 65 years ago?
Then they had a nice little chat by the... I don't know, maybe they are dating. I don't know. It's
they met on Tinder, I think.
They have wives, though, so...
Oh, okay. Doesn't mean they can't hold hands, though.
But it was very weird. I don't know.
No, but remember...
It seemed like they were like, it's like two school kids like going
together.
It's like a first date, right?
Like when you go on an excursion in high school, hold your partner's hand.
Go to the north side, it's okay. Go on the south, it's okay.
Go to the dark side.
How did they seem, though? Like, how did it go?
Well, they had a big meeting at a big table that was very precise.
Really?
As their summit meeting began, they sat across a table exactly 2,018 millimetres wide. The backdrop... A huge painting of a famous North Korean mountain range.
What do you hate?
Very descriptive.
What helps?
The table was 20 centimetres from the wall. And
but it's 2018 millimetres.
Oh, I think they just said that because it's a year.
Well, I think it's the table they had there and just measured and said, oh, it doesn't matter. Who's going to cross-check that? Maybe it's not 2018.
You tell me that report.
It could have been 2020.
It could be. In hindsight, it could have been.
No.
So, Mick, what do you reckon? North Korea.
Okay.
They've been talking with Trump. South Korea.
Talked to Trump yet?
No, the CIA's been over there to have a quick chinwag, secretly having a chinwag, apparently revealed yesterday.
Yeah. This is my prediction.
Yes.
South Korea and North Korea will get back together.
Yep.
South Korea will use their economics to rebuild up North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un will be... this is what he wants, because now we can see it's useless trying to fight other people's wars.
Yep.
And he might as well enjoy the capitalist society.
Because he can get more money, right?
Yeah, he's going to do what the Chinese did. The Chinese saw how Russia went to capitalism and failed badly, so Chinese went to another method.
Mm.
And Kim Jong-un's now seen that method, and he's going to do the same thing, so he'll be able to live high without worrying about a revolution.
Right.
Is that a good thing for the North Korean people?
Korea will get all back together. It's just like West Germany and East Germany.
I don't think they're getting back together, though. I think they're going to still be separate countries.
Yeah, they might be like separate states, like New South Wales and Queensland. Two different countries.
I don't think
we all belong to the same continent.
I don't think they want that, though, because the South Koreans don't want that.
Well, I think you might find they will.
I think they're happy to have the same sporting team. And things like that, but they don't want to prop up another country.
Yeah, but that's what
I think it's going to be like rich Korea and poor Korea.
No, they're going to do is have to do this, because if they want stability and safety, they have to bring them up to the same standards. Because once you've got the same standards, why would you want to fight? Because you might lose and you end up with nothing.
This is the problem, Mick, is that the people like in North Korea today, they're not quite aware that they shook hands and they had a long chat. So all they know is that he went for a visit to reunite with each other. But the North Korean news last night bit busy in the North Korean news last night. Probably had some very important news about the dear leader's birthday plans and his golf tournament swing.
Favourite cake,
whatever else it is. But like that country's still a weird place.
No, but what also will happen is the North Koreans have seen how China's going. They've seen how South Korea's gone. And they want that now. People don't want to be poor go into starvation.
Or do they get rid of the sanctions, spend all that money on their military, and then go back to square one?
No, they won't. They'll go back to where they want to have peace and tranquility. And the North, the people from the South, also got relatives in the North, and they'll toil the people.
So why is the North Koreans not telling their people this happened then?
Fake news.
If we talk about fake news, yeah. North Korean news is
something very similar.
Because that lady that yells and screams like they've got nuclear weapon tests, she was obviously not available last night for the bulletin. So,
no. But remember, they talk about how they got.
She's
there.
Very dodgy.
Because it wouldn't. If she would, I don't think she can do peace. I think that's what they probably went. She probably went there. Do you want to do the peace announcement? I only do war. I only do bombs. I can't do peace.
And so remember, they got missiles. They've shown that they can use technology to make war. They can make bombs and rockets. So that's what you need.
And control and be...
Yeah. Really so this is what you need in your capitalist society where you want to make cars and other things.
Well, the biggest thing they make is actually clothing.
And exporting fish.
And fish, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're optimistic, Mick.
Yep.
And is Donald Trump all to be thanked
Donald
for this?
Trump and...
What did he do?
Was he just like... was it just two crazy guys and he just thought, I'll out-crazy the crazy guy?
No.
And that scared both the other crazy guy?
No, them. Both alike. They've both got brush back overs or brush overs.
Comb overs.
Yeah, comb overs. Yeah. You have a look at Kim Jong-un, you have a look at his back of his hair.
They could be using the same stylus.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, the crazy haircuts at centre.
Yeah. Come down and we'll give her a crazy haircut. You'll look like no one else we know.
That's it. And they're like, hey, you look like him.
We'll do a kiddie's hair, do you?
You're saying they have kiddie's hair?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we did a sketch one time where this bloke was waiting outside his hairdresser's and he didn't have enough money to buy a full adult haircut, so he bought a kiddie's haircut. And when he had his haircut, he came out as a kiddie.
All right. Did he feel young?
Yep, he felt young. Angus young.
That's so lame.
They get lamer and lamer.
Wow.
It's like Dumber and Dumber. It's Lamer and Lamer, the new movie.
Is that, are you talking about the way I walk?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Wow, okay. That's it, Mickey, for your North Korea, South Korea. All right.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Glenn, Mick and Steve.
Big news in the paper this morning, Steve.
Massive news. What happened?
There's been a prison ban. It's a new underbelly happening in our prisons, apparently, according to the Telegraph this morning.
That's lame.
They got briefs of evidence that lead to a jailhouse jock rock.
Yeah.
Briefs of evidence.
God, Mick, did you work at the Telegraph's headline department this morning?
No. Are you writing their captions, Mick?
No, I'd write their captions, but they know all mine.
Yeah, they've taken all your material there, so you can't even make fun of this. But apparently in jail this morning, unfortunately, if you want to get your loved ones, if you're in prison this morning listening to us, hope you are. Because you might want to stay.
It's a captured audience.
Captured audience, exactly what we need. But apparently they're going to stop people pants to people because people have been hiding things in their undies.
Makes sense.
I didn't know the Australian cricket team went.
That's
to prison,
why they call them budgie smugglers.
I didn't think that guy went to prison. I thought he was suspended for 12 months. Yeah. He was putting stuff in his undies, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. The sandpaper.
The undie,
right?
Undie sandpaper man.
Yeah, that's the sandpaper.
They should have penned undies maybe at the cricket.
Just ban cricket, I think.
So the undie belly is
going
to be stopped. They've just made a big decision there, Mick. No more undies in prison.
That does make sense, though.
I think you can still have the prison-issued undies, I suspect.
But have those prison undies prison undies got days of the week on them so you know when to change them?
Yeah, every day's the same for prison undies.
especially for when you've got old Alzheimer's. You know it's Monday and you've got Monday jockeys on.
Yeah.
You know it's Monday. But if you've got Monday jockeys on a Wednesday...
Don't they have calendars in prison, though?
Then there's something wrong.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, they know what day it is.
Well, I don't.
It's day one of whatever, how long they're going to be in there for.
It's day one of the rest of your life.
Speaking of crime, though...
Crime-bo. No,
that's the Columbo spin-off, I think. Anyway. full of lame jokes today, I think.
Yes. Mick's working on the headline for tomorrow.
I can have that tomorrow's paper today.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Now, a house in Wetherill Park was raided where the Liverpool police found guns and kilos of cocaine. Not good, but the perpetrator was arrested at Liverpool Station, so they knew who it was and they found him.
They didn't have any Pepsi Cola in it as well?
No, only...
Or hash browns?
Why would they have the hash browns?
Hash browns, huh? Plenty of hash browns.
With their Coke?
Yeah, with Coke and ice and stuff like that.
Okay, Mick. That's a very bad joke.
Don't you drink Coke?
No, I don't drink Coke.
Neither do I.
I don't drink
it. You snorted, do you?
No, I was going to say that joke, but I thought it was a bit inappropriate. For this time slot, Mick, come on.
I just said it.
Okay.
Anyway, 11 months out from state election, it is campaign season's already started, and Labor's made a promise for the people at Ed Park, Edmondson Park Station. Now, Ed Park, near Ed Square there?
Yeah.
The happening place. The new hip place. All the hipsters are moving in a couple of months. Yeah. Allegedly. Don't think any hipsters are turning up. They're going to promise to build a multi-story car park, an 18-metre car park to help people park, because there's been a big issue down there.
There's a big issue at Glenfield, because a lot of these people are coming from outside the area and parking in the car park.
So the car park should only be people that live at Glenfield?
No, what they'll do is...
I don't tell you something now, but Steve parked in the car park at Liverpool, and he doesn't live at Liverpool.
But remember, the people at Esmond Park and around rather catch the train from Glenfield, because you got more, so they get down there and catch the train and park their cars.
That makes sense.
That's the whole point of the idea.
They have a car parking station there at Emerson Park.
They won't need to.
They just pull in and park their cars there and off they're running.
Well, I used to park at Glenfield when I lived in Ingleburn.
Pardon?
I used to park at Glenfield as well.
Oh, he's a...
But when I lived in England...
He's a turncoat.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you park at Ingleburn?
Oh, it was easier. It was closer.
Ah.
Because you go to Liverpool afterwards, it's closer to be closer to Liverpool. It's very logical.
You might as well just drive to Liverpool.
I wasn't going to Liverpool. I had to go to work first.
Oh.
So you, but it doesn't matter who parks in your car park?
No, when you're trying to get a car park in your resident...
Oh, tough cookies. Who cares?
Oh, so like the resident...
It's like someone parking across your driveway.
Well, that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's a hazard.
So never leave your own suburb, you're basically saying. Stay in your own suburb at all times.
Then you'll be boring.
You don't know who might be.
You don't know how exciting it is at Glenfield, though.
Oh, is it?
No, Glenfield's a highly exciting place. It's stimulating.
It's stimulating.
It's been so active. It's so much excitement.
Yep.
Even the dead rises themselves.
That's good.
Mm.
So Mick has seen a ghost.
They don't know what they're missing out on.
That's correct.
Alright. This past week was Anzac Day, though.
You know what I think of Anzac Day?
Oh, here we go.
They should celebrate, if they're going to celebrate Anzac Day, they should remember all the people who've died in wars, who fought. All the soldiers. Doesn't matter if it's Australian, Chinese, Japanese. No, they don't.
They say all the ceremonies and stuff. They say for all the people that have...
It covers Australia.
And the day's the main story.
It's usually Australian.
No, it's not Australians.
Yes. No. We should say, right, we know people have died in wars.
Yeah, but...
And they were very brave men to die in wars, because they were forced the same things as what everyone else had to do.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if you're the enemy or the allies, you're all...
But they do, don't they?
No.
But they don't call it the Australians and New Zealanders. They call it Anzac,
but you don't see the Chinese soldiers walking down when they fought in the Second World War. You don't see the Vietnamese walking down when they fought in
Vietnam. I'm sure they do somewhere, though, Mick. They will.
No, but it should be celebrated as all
like a joint
soldiers,
thing. Thing. Yeah. I'm sure they do.
It gets rid of the enemies.
Yeah, I think it's only for the country soldiers. That's kind of this concept of the day.
But if they didn't have the enemy, they wouldn't be soldiers, would they?
And you wouldn't have Anzac Day. So there you go.
Nonetheless, Smelly Creek at Prospect Creek, Sydney
Water. Smelly Creek?
Yeah, apparently Prospect Creek. I went past this the other day. It is smelly.
Is it?
I actually agree with that. Sydney Water crews are continuing to work on a very smelly stormwater and wastewater drain with an atrocious smell that's been there for about 3 weeks. The residents are not happy. The spokesman has sorry for the inconvenience caused. Apparently there was an overflow caused by grease and fat in the network.
Where's this at?
So basically at Prospect Creek in Smithfield.
There's one like that in Glenfield.
Anyway, City Water is taking the responsibility seriously. Fairfield Council's investigating what appears to be a pollution incident. And it's been passed on to the council to look forward into. So residents in the meantime will be having to block their noses. As the headline says, it's turned to shit.
Crap.
No, but that's what the headline says,
that's
right?
That's it. That's what it smells like. That's what it is. It's an overflow of sewage. It's going to smell like that. That's kind of
well,
how
that's
it works.
What sewage is, right?
Smells like crap.
Basically, yeah. Yes.
Pretty much. No. Anything else?
Also, firefighters like are continuing their cleanup operation after the fires 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're still questioning people about the incident.
Where were you when the fires were started, Glenn?
When did they come and ask you? I don't know when they started. I think it was at the board meeting we had last week.
Well, we were here. It was just after the board meeting, wasn't it, Glenn?
Well, we did have some time before the board meeting. Now
and
that
you did mention there was burn-offs happening.
I did, yeah. We're doing the show.
Yeah.
Do I look like a morning person that I'd actually get up that early enough?
That was a smoke signal to start.
Yeah, it was when he had his cigarette and dropped it and
I smoked
came inside.
Yeah.
Okay, don't make accusations.
I think Mickey's lost it again.
I've always been lost.
Yeah, not wrong. This is the Wild West.
89.3. Welcome back to the Wild West. You are here with Glenn, Mick and Steve. You can give us a call.
Yeah, we missed one call. I don't know who it was. I didn't see the red light flashing until I saw it.
Can you read the number, Mick or Glenn or someone?
I can't read the number.
9822893. That's it.
You don't know the number, Steve?
I did know most of it. 9822. I knew that much.
You know the 89.3, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
89.3.
Wow.
Steve
okay.
just woke up this morning. It must be very early on a Saturday morning.
I woke up today.
I only woke up yesterday.
Did you?
No, I haven't woken up today.
Why not?
I want to stay in bed until tomorrow.
You're waking up soon, hopefully.
I'll wake up tomorrow, but...
It's time for television, though.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Big week for television. A lot of ground to cover.
Well, the biggest news this week, though, was on Studio 10.
Yeah.
Of our own here at Studio 10 this morning, the amazing Ita, a woman I have long admired and have had the pleasure of working with over the past 5 years... is leaving us.
No.
So sad.
But will I play a violin?
Yeah. Your violin's terrible, Mick. You need to get it tuned up, seriously.
Ida's gone, right?
The saddest person on the show about
this. I'm just sad about Ida, and Ida's just about me.
It's poor Jar. I don't know how he's surviving. All his friends are leaving.
As the second to your first, Ida, it has been just an enormous privilege to work beside you and to become your friend and your colleague. And I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for the show.
There's only one thing, Joe.
What?
We haven't finished working on you. You're still a work.
You want me to shave again? Yeah. You want me to shave? I knew this
well,
was going to happen.
Well, you know, we got your hair done. We just need to get this. It's
I'm not going to have any hair left.
It's yesterday's look.
I know.
You need to move on.
It's the George Michael look, you know.
He's dead.
Got to have faith. That's right.
He's dead. Thank you, Denise.
He's got a Mad Mick joke there.
Yeah, so they're copying me all the time.
Clearly a fan.
Sadly, there's no spot left. They already filled the vacant spot, so I think... some comedians going on there.
Rotating guests, right?
No, they've actually announced the people to replace them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they already...
Who is it?
Because I think apparently Ida resigned a while ago, but she didn't want to take the limelight away from the last person that resigned, who I forget who that was.
I don't know.
Well, the oncoming
Sarah
of
Harris?
Lisa Harris. I mean, Lisa
Sarah
Wilkinson.
Harris, wasn't it?
Didn't Lisa Wilkinson join them?
No.
Oh, wrong channel.
No, that wasn't
the right channel.
Right channel, wrong show. So Denise Scott's going on, along with Denise Drysdale, which apparently drawing
your own. That's confusing, though.
It is. Angela Bishop as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is kind of a bit of a change.
She's
Angela
she's
Bishop.
She's good, actually. She's very good at her job.
Now, talking about someone that's not very good, this came in the day before last.
As there is breaking news in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial. There has been a verdict. The comedian, now 80, has been found guilty on all counts. He'd been accused of drugging and assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home. Again, guilty all counts. Moments ago, that panel of 7 men and 5 women, after deliberating for 14 hours, came back with the verdict. They come back with 3 questions in the last 24 hours, but no questions today. I want to bring in our legal...
You're our legal correspondent. Mick, I've always said for a long time... Well, we don't know if he's guilty or not. Now we know he's guilty.
No, it's only guilty by Assessed by the...
Yeah, guilty. That's guilty, right? He's guilty by a court.
That doesn't
guilty.
Mean he's guilty. It just means
does. Yeah, he's
the
guilty.
Jury said he was guilty. Yeah. There's been a lot of men, other he's people, guilty. Hung because of innocent people.
Who yeah, are innocent. Yeah, but he's guilty.
Well, I think it's... First he's thing, guilty. First thing it is...
It's
is,
not maybe guilty.
No, it's guilty. They didn't have the conditions apply. Well, it's a legal
system. The way
system,
I look at it is, remember when you... When in the 60s, of
beyond
groups,
reasonable doubt,
they had a lot of groupies. A lot of actors had a lot of groupies.
I think most of them were groupies and they were in
yes, but this is not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about
then
a guy.
They talk about drugging them. How many times have you seen, oh, come down and have a drink of alcohol, or have a drink of coffee? That's drugging them too, isn't it?
60 women have said that the same thing's happened to them. This is the first case.
Yeah,
come.
They might have been all groupies.
I don't think it was all
know.
60, though.
It doesn't matter if they're a groupie, it doesn't make it right, Mick. It's wrong.
It's like.
He's still guilty, though.
This crowd.
Guilty.
Hysteria.
Guilty.
But either way, at the
guilty.
End of the day, he's
guilty.
80 years old. He's going to get 10 years minimum, maybe.
You'll
What's
die.
The point? It doesn't
he's
matter.
He's dead.
Well, his career, his life's over. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's blind as well, so you can't see what he's touching. So
it's not like he'll go to jail.
Oh, he might.
I think he should.
Oh, he should, but he's not going to.
He might
point?
Get...
Well, of course he's going to go to jail.
He might get...
He's going to go to sentencing in June.
He might get in up to 10 internal years. Jail where he gets interned into his own house.
Into his mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a horrible...
He can't see anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's blind.
You lose your liberty, though.
He's already lost everything.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Please.
How? What has he lost?
His reputation. That's
his
the biggest thing.
He doesn't deserve a reputation. He's lost that.
No, his name, his reputation, his status. He's lost everything. What's he got?
He's
retired. Blind. He can't even talk hardly. He can't even walk.
But I don't care. He's guilty.
Oh, yeah, he's guilty.
He's criminal.
That's in your eyes.
No, not in my eyes. The court has said he's guilty.
It wasn't the court. It was the juries.
Yeah, the
jurors.
Court. Yeah, which the jurors. Just the court,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Seven
the jurors
men, five women came to that conclusion.
Like 12 people have said in the room, looked at all the evidence, and then
yeah,
found
but
that
remember
beyond
last
reasonable
time
doubt
they,
he was guilty.
Remember last time they couldn't come to a decision?
Well, they did now.
That was a separate case, though. This
no,
is
it was the same case. No,
I don't think it was all the same.
It was the same case.
No, because they can't retry the case. This is a separate case. So
no,
the,
it was,
once, no, the fact. No, fake news, Mick. That was actually
once
the
judgment's been done, they can't.
There was
no,
a. This
it
is
was
a separate
a,
case.
It was a
separate
dismissal
woman.
Of the
there
jury
was case,
and a reform court case.
No, there was
another.
No, Mick. There was another case that they dismissed the jury, but this was a new case with another instance of it. Because there's a smorgasbord of them, Mick. There's
now,
like 60 women, as I like, take your pick.
But
who
how
you
many,
want to take
how many times can you say, what did you eat 10 years ago at this time of day?
But they went
you wouldn't
for those
know,
questions,
would you?
Mick. He's guilty.
So how can you prove how? It's a pulling the bow very...
Well, either way, we can move on. He's done.
But Tom Brokaw as well, the NBC news anchor for many years, also he's been accused of historical harassment. Apparently from 20 years ago. The lady reckoned you couldn't speak out at the time.
That's
which is true because you would have spoke out, you would have lost your job.
But
that's not... it was true, Mick.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah, that, but it also...
It happens,
20,
actually.
30 years ago, that would have been...
It still happens.
I lost my job because I spoke out.
And
because you got sexually
you
harassed.
You should have kept your mouth shut.
No, I wasn't going...
And you would have kept your job.
No.
That's terrible advice, but...
but you weren't sexually harassed then.
You should
speak. I've been sexually harassed.
Okay.
By who?
I was sexually discriminated by a woman.
Okay.
Did you sue her?
Anyway.
No.
Okay, well, that's your fault. You should have sued her.
I'll tell you the story anyway.
No, don't tell
No, please
us. Don't.
We don't need to. It's TV.
Enough.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to hear a story, ring up and ask.
Ring up. Mad Mick storyline.
9822-8893, right?
Yeah.
See, I know the number now. moving on, Hank Azaria, who is the voice of Apu on The Simpsons, he's open to either ending the character or, evolving him.
Who's Apu?
You remember the Indian character from... Apu.
No, I don't watch Simpsons.
Anyway, here's the guy talking about it.
Is it an American Tarder? Indian or is he a...
He's an answer, and I've tried to express this before. You know, the idea that anybody was young or old, past or present... was bullied or teased based on the character of Apu, it just really makes me sad. It was certainly not my intention. I wanted to spread laughter and joy with this character. And the idea that it's, brought pain and suffering in any way, that it was used to marginalize people, it's upsetting, genuinely.
Well, I mean, I don't want to stand here and, like, hold your feet to the fire. I'm another, middle-aged white guy who certainly offended a lot of people in my day. So I've got nothing to stand on here. But I do want to talk about the Simpsons response earlier this month. That upset a lot of people. Yeah. What they, I think I have something along the lines of what happened in here. Marge is reading Lisa a bedtime story, and Lisa is reading, something that started decades ago and was applauded and inoffensive is now politically incorrect. What can you do? Yeah. And she looks over at a framed picture of a poo, which has the line, don't have a cow on it. And Marge says, some things will be dealt with at a later date. And Lisa says, if at all.
Right.
No, a lot of people didn't like that response. What do you make of the show's response? And did you have anything to do with that?
I did not. I had nothing to do with the writing or voicing. Apu doesn't speak in that segment. It was a late addition that I saw right around the same time that everybody else in America did. So I didn't know what was going to be in it until I saw it. I think that if anybody came away from that segment feeling that they should lighten up or take a joke better or grow a thicker skin or
toughen
up.
That's what people said, we've heard what you said and we were not going to respond.
Yeah, that's certainly not the way I feel about it. And
that's interesting.
Get life.
No, but he's basically saying he needs to evolve the character and change the character with the changing times.
Times have changed.
To be fair, the Apu Quickie Mart, I think
still exists, actually. Just saying.
But I think it can, it was funny 30 years ago. I don't think it's as funny as it was today. If you made that show today from scratch, I don't think that joke would be as funny.
No. Sounds like The Simpsons are getting boring.
They've been on for 30 years, so.
Yeah, it'll still get boring and they'll be faded out lately.
No, it's still running. It still gets millions of people watching it. It's still a very profitable TV franchise.
I prefer The Jetsons. They have the same music.
Yeah, but The Jetsons weren't as.
Same sort of thing, right? The family.
The Jetsons weren't really as socially.
Yes, they were. No, progressive.
No, but they weren't as. They didn't have the same impact on the culture because
they
didn't.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, maybe back
then. Look at now. Look at all the high rise they got around.
Yes, because The Jetsons made a cartoon series. But I don't think it had the same cultural relevance because The Simpsons is a bit more of a more popular show than The Jetsons.
Oh, of course it is.
What about Fred Flintstone? Yeah. It's Flintstones,
I remember those days, man.
Hanna-Barbera type of cartoon. Yeah, sure.
Or Felix the Cat.
But this does seem to be like an ongoing saga that just keeps going up. They've just picked on Apu, but what about Con the Fruiterer on the Comedy Company? No. What about, there's so many other cases of this type of ethnic stereotyping, right?
Yeah. The Scottish guy on The Simpsons, Willie.
Yeah, no one talks about the Willie, the Scottish guy, no? Yeah. Like, that, not all Scottish.
Willie sounds more Dutch. I used to know Willie, who was Dutch.
Yeah.
So is Willie Dutch? On The Simpsons?
I think he's meant to be Scottish.
What about the Latin American bumblebee guy? Yeah.
Luigi, the pasta chef.
Who's there defending poor Luigi?
Fat Tony's an Italian. We talked about this last week and the week before, yeah.
Yeah.
It's if you're going to pick on one stereotype.
I think actually what it says is he values the work of the convenience mart industry.
Maybe.
But isn't that a worthy profession to have?
Yeah, well, it is. Sure it is.
What are you talking about? I've been lost.
You don't know The Simpsons, so if you knew The Simpsons, you understand.
We'll talk about something you might know about me.
Yeah.
ABBA.
ABBA, yeah.
You're a fan of ABBA?
No.
Okay, well, an ABBA special is going to be coming to television this year, titled ABBA Stars.
But are they as hot as they used to be?
Well, they're holograms.
I don't think so, Mick.
What are they?
I don't know what they are.
I heard someone saying hologram.
Yeah, I don't actually think they're doing a live performance, but they're doing
it. No, because the band were actually. Well, I guess artists were scanned last year for it.
Beg pardon?
They were scanned last year for it.
Yeah.
And I assume they're going to be holograms, yeah.
So, scanned, as in scandal?
Like scanned. No, they were, images were scanned. Yeah. Like, they go in this type of dome thing and then just scan it. Scan it. And if successful, they might go on a world tour in 2019 and 2020.
You mean the holograms are? Or
yeah, the holograms, not the actual. They're not actually doing a tour, no.
No. The holograms.
Because that would sell out really quickly.
That's a good group called The Holograms.
I'm sure there is one titled The Holograms. Yeah, exciting times if you're a fan of ABBA.
Are they going to play the old music or new music?
It'll be probably.
They made two new songs. They made two songs they announced yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be some new music there. Not a lot of new music, though. Most of it will be just their classic hits, I don't
know. Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Now, the EU Parliament voted to impose a content quota on Netflix, Amazon, and other streaming services. They'll need to spend 30% of their content budget on European content.
Wow.
Which I think will be a big change to what we might see here, because if the Europeans have put this in, we haven't put this into the quota system, we'll see a lot more European content than we will.
But you'll find Australia's going, ha, Europeans, EEC's done this, we'll do the same thing.
Yeah, but unfortunately the Europeans have, half a million people, and we only have a couple of million, so even if we had the content quota, it's not going to make a lot of content.
No, it still doesn't matter. It'll be a content quota. Yeah. I think the social media is now changing. Social media is now changing from being deregulated to regulated, and now fighting all the way.
Yeah.
Well,
makes sense.
But a content quota is much more difficult, though, I think.
Just turn them off if they don't put the quota, meet the quota.
Yeah, but you...
Do you need a quota, though?
But I don't think any politician's going to seriously turn off Netflix. If you went to the election with "I'm turning off Netflix,"
I would turn
you'll
off.
Lose the election.
You will lose the election.
I would
just quietly.
Netflix.
If you sit there and say we're going to stop Netflix working, oh my god, you are so gone.
Yeah, you're not going to get any votes for that. No.
You're out.
The parents might say yes, yes.
Oh, the parents.
No, they like Netflix too. Everyone, I don't know.
Everyone likes Netflix, besides you.
Beside me, obviously.
I like Netflix. It's all right. Speaking of controversy, though, Network 9. Are in a little bit of trouble after using ANZAC as a code word for their cash prizes.
Their cash box.
At least it wasn't Crossy who stuck his foot into it.
No, that would have been Seven. Apparently this caused a lot of controversy because you're not allowed to use ANZAC, which I did not know about. Apparently you're not.
No, in any promotions or marketing for ANZAC Day, unless you're selling ANZAC Day cookies for a good cause.
But it's okay for like gambling.
ANZAC biscuits, stuff, mate. Right? Not cookies. Cookies are... He's American. Yeah. We're Australian.
It's a cookie, Mick. Just
it's an Australian biscuit.
It just sounds silly that they're having a sook about this, but it's fine for gambling
but
and throw up and alcohol and all this stuff.
Yeah, but that's part of the mateship tradition.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. You can't...
Yeah, that is, because that's the diggers go...
Yeah, it's got double standards.
Sure they did. It's double standards. You can't have a birthday say, oh, you can't do that for a code word and then have it all everywhere else. That's stupid.
I don't know. I didn't make the law.
No, obviously.
The RSL might have made the law, maybe, possibly.
Oh, they got their own problems, RSL, please.
Eddie McGuire's got a fake news problem, too. Apparently...
he's fake, isn't he?
No, well, apparently there's a news that he's basically done a deal with Dr. Phil for a new product called Trivixan.
Yeah.
Saying he's tried Viagra and Dr. Phil, and apparently Mr. McGuire was very unhappy about this ad. And has sent his legal advisors to go sue the company out of Los Angeles.
I thought you were going to say Mr. Magoo.
He says he's never met Dr. Phil and plans to take action. I think it's sad that he's never met Dr. Phil.
No.
I thought he would have.
He might have met another Phil somewhere else.
Or denied about using Viagra.
So apparently, the fake news article might go down with some money.
Good. You can't hold it anymore, eh?
You can't what, sorry?
Hold it anymore.
Oh, the fake news? You won't hold the fake news, no.
Now, 10 Sports presenter Brad McEwen is done after 20 years at Network 10. He did Sports Tonight for a while, and now he's done. 20 years
in
television.
What's he doing?
He's just retiring. That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to be...
I'm sure he'll do something.
He used to be a push bike racer.
Yeah.
Well, he said he's 47, and he's ready to do other things. So, who knows what that means. But he might go back to bike riding.
Nice.
Now, also to the Travel Guide show, they've been advertising people to audition for it. They've got an unprecedented response. Guess how many people wanted to apply to be on that show?
9,000.
How do you know, Steve?
Just guessed.
Just a guess.
Did you apply for us, Steve?
No, I did not.
Well, get in quick. You've got one day to go. But that is a huge response. They've extended the deadline
now.
To
we
Sunday.
Can apply.
Funny enough, as Mark Fearn, the fat guy, said, is that fat shaming? Yeah, I think he'd appreciate that, I think.
Oh, would he?
Well, that's half his gigs jokes on the show. He's a fat guy.
Oh, okay. Then
he's famously, he was sitting on a chair once and he fell off the chair, this little tiny chair in Vietnam. And he fell off the chair and everyone laughed at him. It was quite funny. What a great moment of TV this year.
Yeah. Did it win a Logie?
I think it might do. I think it could do actually win a Logie.
when fat men sit on small chairs.
It's actually quite funny. Look it up.
That sounds like a fun show, Mick, actually. A clip show.
Fat man, small chair. Tonight.
Or it's fat man.
What happens next?
Oh, fat man like Batman.
Fat man.
No. Taking all the donuts away.
Yeah.
But he says it's been one of his biggest thrills of his life, allowing him to visit places we never imagined we'll see. It's definitely the best gig anyone could wish for. After all, who doesn't want a bunch of free holidays? I mean, that sounds like a sensible proposition, one would suspect.
Wow. That's at least he's open to hilarity.
Now, the West Wing might be coming back too, Steve.
Yeah, I was surprised
reports
about that.
Had.
Haven't even finished that.
Because they get to put in the big crazy guy in the West Wing?
I think they're going to.
Because that would make the show rather interesting.
It's just another show coming back? Oh, my God.
To be fair, they done it for like... how many seasons did they have for the West Wing? It went for a long
six,
time.
Six, seven, maybe. It went for a while, yeah. Went for quite a long time, actually. Yeah. It's a really good show, though.
I've never watched it. Maybe it went from 99 to 2006. It was...
Okay. Yeah, quite a long time.
Quite a long time ago as well.
Yeah. So it's been, what, 12 years or so?
All the potential politicians watched it. The West Wing.
It's like Doctors. It's just going to be like the newsroom, though, isn't it? But just more political.
It's just like... It's just like watching these Doctors and Nurses movies.
Thing, right?
Yeah, Alan Sorkin. Yeah.
Who is the writer and producer or whatever.
He loves his political stuff. No, but now that we've got House of Cards, we don't need another political show.
We don't have House of Cards anymore. No, apparently the main guy was a bit weird.
Don't.
What happened there?
I don't know. He played Blackjack, people,
did he?
Apparently.
He played Blackjack, did he?
No, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. That's such a shame. I liked Kevin Spacey.
He's spaced
out.
He's
one of my favourite actors.
He definitely spaced
out. He's still one of my favourite actors, but you know what he does in person.
I was watching him the other day in something. It was in a... Oh, I've got a movie review later, actually.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
A movie preview.
And Kevin Spacey was actually in it, and I thought, oh, wow.
Oh, he's a really good actor, but...
But didn't they take him out of some movies?
What was that?
They took him out of a movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
The movies he was filming.
The latest one.
Yeah.
With the Winston Churchill one, wasn't it? No, it was a different one.
It was one of them.
Yeah. One of the movies.
Either way. Another quiz show is coming to Network 10, though. It's going to be between two teams to compete, as usual, obviously. A quiz show. Other than that, nothing. I assume it's going to be one of those fast quiz shows where it's going to be like, you know, you press the buzzer, answer the questions. I think it's just to fill airtime because they lost The Simpsons and a whole bunch of other programs, but, you know.
Yeah. And Sando's finished too, Steve.
Sando, same as Mattis Hell's done as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't like the musical ending.
Mattis Hell's finished.
Because
Blade in the
Gruen's next weekend.
Yeah. I thought you meant weekly. They're not going to have any more.
Oh, no, I'll be back next year. Or later in the year, right? Or next year or something.
It usually comes out later in the year, but whether Sean it's next McCullough year, we don't know.
Also doing the teen things. That's Sean.
Talking about
next My Generation or something.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's coming back, I think, this year, isn't it? Yeah.
And the XPM probably as well. I hate that comes back. Yeah,
I liked it when he was playing the cleaner of murder sites.
Oh, Sleuth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one as well. But, because Gruen comes back next week and The Weekly with Charlie Pickering and Home Delivery, I believe.
Home Delivery.
Isn't that Julia's?
Oh, yeah, Julia DeMarlo.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Is that any good? I haven't watched
Apparently, it's being taken over by Uber Eats and Deliveroo, so I think she's going to be on a bicycle this year.
Oh, well, at least she has fun.
Just joking, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
No, when I think of home delivery, that's what I think of now. I was like, oh, it's going to be some lady on a bicycle delivering food or something, but apparently she drives into their old house or something.
Oh, well, okay, well, there you go.
I don't know, because I watched the show once, but I think the premise of that show is basically... apparently the idea of that home delivery show is basically she goes to their...
places and picks them up and take them for a drive in their car.
Yeah, drives them back to the original, like where they used to live when they were kids, and then go, look at that house, or the people live there now, do you want to go in and have a look? And
oh, really? That's a bit intrusive.
Well, they ask the family first. Obviously, they don't turn up.
Just knocking. Hey, we're from
ABC. Julia and a famous celebrity person here. We're just going to go for your house now. Is that all right?
We're from home delivery.
Well, some people don't let them in either, so they just look at the front of the house.
They don't have to. Well, that's a bit creepy.
Do you not ever go to a house you've ever lived at before?
No. I drive past it sometimes, but I don't go.
I'll go inside. No, but you guys.
Well, I've never done that.
You've only lived in the same house.
No, you do look at your house from the outside, don't you?
Yeah. And from the inside.
And you go in without the permission from the owner.
And I used to go to my grandmother's house and have a look at the same.
I get what they're doing, nostalgia and all that stuff. Right? Yeah. I used to live in this room and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. When you were a little boy.
Did people really watch that, though? It sounds boring. Yeah.
I watched it.
Did you like it?
It was boring.
It was okay. It was an interview show, right?
I like interview shows.
It was different. It's like that other show they have with politicians when they have that Bell and Bell's
Crab,
kitchen.
Crab.
Yeah.
Annabelle Crab's kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen crabs.
Is she boiling crabs?
She.
Terrible.
Sorry.
No, politicians had crabs.
What about, how's Andrew Denton's show doing?
Oh, it's still on.
That's
a good review, isn't it?
Actually, here's something TV related. At work, I did get a call from the producer from that show.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to be on the show next week?
No, not me. No. They wanted some of our students to be on the show. So I'm like, okay, sure, I'll pass it through.
Oh, you might be doing one of those like average student shows.
I think that's it. Yeah. They might be doing a student episode.
You could have got me put on.
Don't think he's had a big name or a big interview yet, though. I don't think
he has.
Who's
he had so far? Like,
who? Andrew Denham.
Oh, he had the shark guy, the shark surfing guy.
I don't know.
And you had the Fanny. Swimmers.
Mr. Fanny.
Swimmers.
McFanny.
You had the swimmers.
Oh, that's boring.
Swimmers are boring.
Where are like the entertainers and comedians and politicians and things? Like,
I don't think he's had like, because you know when Enough Rope was on, he had really good interviews where they were really interesting interviews of people that don't give interviews a lot. And I don't think he's had those moments yet.
No, because he won't, because he's already established. Vigneault's trying to establish that better. It's like an artist.
Because he had some amazing guests.
When they're trying to get to where they want to get. When they get there, they crap out.
Now he's just doing whatever's like popular, you know, sport people.
Well, no, give him some time.
Is there a list of who he's going to have on the program?
Not yet, because it depends each week. They'll have new people on each week.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. But then you have to tune in and it's like...
That's the whole idea, Steve.
You have to tune in and drop out.
I'm not willing to do that. I need a list of who's going to be on there.
This is the Wild West.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You are here with Glenn, Mick and Steve.
Time to talk fines, Mad Mick's fine moment. Let's take a listen.
I've got a fine moment. Yeah.
There's a few people getting fines this week. Let's go for the laundry list of people that have been fined.
Has been hit with a record $10 million fine for misleading owners about faulty transmissions. Thousands of drivers complained but were told their car's noisy shuttering was caused by their driving.
Wow, blame the customer.
Record fine after tampering with poker machines to alter the amount players could bet. But anti-gambling campaigners have described the penalty as a slap with a wet lettuce leaf.
Wow.
Tosh also got a fine this week too. Mick, wet lettuce leaves?
Bloody oath it is. They should be made to pay the difference between how much they've made and how much they ripped off and as a fine.
Yeah.
Because $10 million to a multinational company of $20 billion or $10 billion wouldn't scratch the surface. So you want to get back at them to make them feel it. So doing the same... working out the fines to their income is much better.
So you agree with the Liberal Party lady where she said that they need to make the fines not be a cost of doing business?
Or make it as a cost doing the business.
No, make it so it's more than the cost of doing business.
Yeah. Cause
so you agree with Liberals?
I didn't know you were a Liberal supporter, Mick.
Wow, Mick.
I'm broad-minded.
You're open-minded?
Yeah, that's what liberal-minded means. That's like these...
The Liberal Party, you know, the minister that was on Insiders the other week that could answer the question properly.
Yeah, but these are...
Banking rocket. We heard if he was a car crash, but...
Oh, wow.
Like Ford, they get fined $10 million. How much didn't pay out to fix up the gearboxes?
I don't know.
They would have saved hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? So $10 million is better than...
I would have saved hundreds of millions of dollars, but...
Yeah, hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
No, well, there's only 10,000 customers, right? So...
Yeah, I don't think it's hundreds of millions.
Yeah, but
the average there's
in Australia, isn't it? Yeah, it's in Australia, isn't it? Yes, there would have been the same for through other gearboxes through the other parts of the world as well.
Probably. Yeah, possibly, but they could be
just like the VW had the same problem.
But I don't think we know the circumstances of the case, but we don't know whether in countries elsewhere they actually replaced it or not.
No.
We know in Australia's case they didn't, so...
Yeah, and they should be made to replace it, and they should take...
Yeah, they have to replace it as well, right? They've got to fix it and pay the fine.
Mm. Yeah. Plus, make the fine more expensive so they do feel it, not bloody, it's only $10 or $10 million, we don't feel it. We make hundreds of billions of dollars of profit over the years, so why would we feel $10 million?
Well, to be fair, they last year made a loss in Australia, so...
That's on paper.
No, it's actually they lost money, so it wasn't.
Yeah,
on
it's
paper.
On paper.
Well, they're lying.
Either way, they lost money, so
I can make loss on paper as well.
Can you? I can write loss on paper.
Yeah,
I can write it. It's easy.
Yeah.
I don't think Ford's a very highly profitable car manufacturer in Australia. They're not as popular as they once were.
Right. Oh, I tell you what, they have.
No, definitely not.
So I don't think actually. I think $10 million for Ford probably does actually hurt them.
No.
Well, it does. I reckon if you went to your boss at work and said, "Oh, we've got this $10 million fine. Who do you want to send it to?" I'm pretty sure it's going to get noticed.
I'll go back to America. Have you seen what happened in China now? China?
No.
But Mick, if you go to your boss at any company and you say you've got to find a $10 million line in the budget for this fine, it's not going to be easy. And the reputational damage as well.
No, but think. In China, each car company, overseas car company, comes in and sells their cars. They have to give 50% of their profit back into China.
Because the Chinese have a rule with them, they have local partners.
Now they've changed it. So the new cars are coming in, they don't have to pay the 50% tariff on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
your point being?
if they're making that much money overseas,
they should pay more fines
million,
in Australia.
$10 million is nothing.
Probably is something.
No, it's nothing to them.
No, but the boss
when you're
of Port
paying
Australia,
half your profit
he's
of
got a loss, and then he's got another $10 million fine coming in.
He didn't
and
have
he,
a loss,
and then he gets.
Oh, if they had a loss, why did they? Well, if they had a loss in if they had a loss, how come they were paying China half their money?
The
in,
Australian
in
profits? Division had a loss.
It's just moving. All it is just moving bits of paper.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think Ford's doing like. I think $10 million is still going to hurt companies.
Ford is just a crappy car.
That may be true.
Case closed.
I think the evidence of the market
like
is not very
Mustang,
popular.
Their new Mustang. Or rather, Holden. Okay. Or Toyota. Yeah. Toyota mainly.
As long as the car
well, actually, I think like in 2015, they lost $1.3 billion in Australia over 10 years, which is why they don't make cars in Australia anymore, right?
The only reason they...
Ford loses a lot, like has lost a lot of money in Australia for a long time. So
one of the reasons was when they
didn't
the
have
Australian
the right products.
Dollar. The Australian dollar was so high.
Yeah, but also to their products not as competitive as the car manufacturers.
Yeah, the best...
The guys after us will probably have a better explanation. But
yeah, the best Holden ever made.
You don't hear anyone going around saying, I've got a Ford anymore, do you?
No. Yeah, the best Holden ever made was the last model Holden ever made in Australia.
Not the EJ Holden?
No, that's the 63s.
Yeah?
That's a car sign.
My parents used to have an EJ Holden. Very good car.
Yeah.
There you go.
No,
my dad had it going well into the 90s. The only EJ Holden left driving, I think.
Oh, really?
Must have been.
No, the biggest heaps of rubbish out.
What? The
EJ Holden. EJ compared to EH. EH was...
But if it works, what does it matter?
Yeah.
It's got four wheels. That's my motto.
Did the windscreen wipers pop off?
Probably. Didn't have any aircon.
No,
GPS either.
My sister-in-law...
No GPS.
Back in the 90s or whatever.
You believe there was no GPS or aircon?
My sister-in-law used to have an EJ.
Yeah.
And it used to pop off windscreen wipers. So I showed her how to do it. And every time my little brother was driving and she was in navigating, she'd have to get out and put the windscreen wipers back onto it.
Oh, okay. I think one of my old cars used to do that as well.
Anything else making you mad this week, Mick?
Yeah, Glenn.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Program. You're here on the Wild West with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
You
can give us a call at 9822-8893. Coming up next, though, World on Wheels.
World on Wheels.
They'll be chatting about more car stuff than we know about.
Car.
A lot of car?
Yeah, car.
You know what that means, right?
No.
I do.
You know what it means in Greek, right?
No, I don't know.
I do.
Mick knows.
Crap.
Yeah, the other word for crap, but yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Car.
Oh, I was saying car.
No, I know what you're saying, but it sounds like something.
Okay.
It's like...
Do you Greeks invent everything, right?
We invented that word.
Kaka.
Did you invent... Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's another Greek invention.
We are talking movies, though. Glenn, you saw a movie.
Horrible Bosses.
Was it Kaka?
Two.
Was it horrible?
It was horrible. I don't know. It was...
It's a fun movie. It's fun. No, the first one's pretty good. I
couldn't get into the storyline.
Well, there's not... much of a storyline to get into, though, to be honest.
The bosses are just horrible, but they're not that horrible.
Yeah, that's
the kind of it's the ironic thing about it. The bosses that are meant to be horrible, are actually not that horrible.
No, they're just a bunch of drunks and
like they're not good bosses. Like they're not very professional.
Yeah,
but they're not horrible. Like I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
Whips and
horrible
whips and lashes and stuff. Yeah, whack.
No, that'd be a bit weird. That's no.
Tickle me bad.
I don't know, but I think maybe more corporate doublespeak and kind of that type of horrible, like the Office type of horrible bosses. But
rather than just
this is just like a bunch of drunken guys just don't know what they're doing. Horrible. Like the I think it should be called bad bosses. Maybe I think you got the wrong word.
Yeah.
The movie. It's the thing that really surprised me is when Kevin Spacey turned up and I went, "There is a horrible boss there."
Well, he's a proven horrible boss.
Proven horrible boss. I went, okay. The movie's living up to his reputation now.
But I thought they wouldn't have him on any other movie set.
Well, this movie was filmed before was like he was found out to
like
be
75 years ago.
Oh, right.
Predator.
But remember, last movie he was in, they took him out.
Yeah, they can't take him out of movies already in. So
yeah,
he's still in the movies he was in.
That makes sense. How do you think of the movie, Glenn?
Forgettable. I'd give it like 1.5 stars.
Not forgettable.
Maybe 2 stars. Come on, be generous. It wasn't.
It's not that bad.
It wasn't terrible.
The first one's very good, though.
Yeah, maybe number 2 wasn't as good.
That makes sense.
Have you watched 2?
I've watched three.
I don't watch one.
I can't remember, to be honest.
About three or four.
Well, I hope not.
No. They're done now. They can't bring Kevin Spacey
Stop
back.
Stop at one.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a key character of the whole show.
No, he wasn't. No. But
he'd make a great remake for Series 3.
If they ever get there, sure.
Mm. Now, you got a movie preview, Steve?
Yes, the new Avengers is out. I would like to go see it. And I might today or tomorrow. So expect a review. Or I might say during the week. Expect a review next week.
The Avengers.
The Avengers Infinity
By
War.
Steve.
By Steve. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so that's next week.
Will he see Adventurer?
Well, you have to tune in next week to see.
Or will he see Blood and Guts? Now, tune in for next week.
Which version of this is it? This is like the 50th version.
This is the 13th, I think.
There was one on last night.
Yeah, they played the previous one, the Age of Ultron. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which didn't receive that well, but this one I hear is very good.
So. I didn't watch it.
Why not?
Still a lot of violence and crap. Caca. It's caca.
Wish I never taught you that one.
I didn't,
obviously.
No, he's Greek on the inside. He was made by the Greeks, right?
Yes, that's it, Mick.
You invented Mick, right?
The Greeks? Yes.
No, I invented the Greeks.
Did you? Okay, well, there you go, Glenn.
Oh, so Mick is the Greek god of
Mick
creation.
Is Zeus, clearly.
I'm Zeus.
Look at him, he's Zeus.
Yeah.
Oh, Zeus means god.
Mm. Yeah, he's the god of thunder, Zeus.
Who's the god of love? The woman god of love?
It was Aphrodite, wasn't it? Aphrodite? Athena, maybe? It was one of them. One
Aphrodite,
of those.
So coming up next week is our great trivia challenge. Can you name the Greek gods?
And we're going to have them in here today, tomorrow.
I think the Greek gods are here, I think. I saw thunder earlier.
They're all around, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the god of rain.
We'll be back to wrap up.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
You're here with Glenn, Steve and Mick. We are done for another week.
Done like a dinner.
We are done. World on Wheels is coming up next.
I'm half done.
You're half done? Not fully done?
No, I'm just partly pink.
So you're a bit
medium
rare.
Raw.
Medium raw. Rare.
No, you shouldn't eat your food if it's pink.
Yeah, I'm rare.
You're rare?
Yeah.
You're a rare kind.
Are you back next week?
Yeah, I'll be rare back.
There we go.
All right. That's it. We're done. SaturdayNightLive.com.au.
Peace out.
893 FM.
What's Saturday Night Live?
That's still the website, unfortunately.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The irony.
Oh, yeah.
For the morning
show. We kept it for a reason.
Yeah, because it's in the afternoon instead of the morning?
No, because it makes us feel like we're not up as early.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
See?
See you next week.